This report is a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
This is WFMD News.
Authorities say all six workers missing after a Baltimore bridge collapsed on Tuesday are presumed dead. Search for them has been suspended until this morning. The superintendent for Maryland State Police said on Tuesday evening that the search and rescue mission was transitioning to one of search and recovery. Said divers would return to the site this morning when the challenging overnight conditions are expected to improve. The six unaccounted for after the bridge collapse were part of a construction crew repairing on the Key Bridge. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is on the minds of a lot of municipal officials, including Frederick City Mayor Michael O'Connor. During an appearance Tuesday morning on WFMD's Morning News Express, the mayor said the city puts money into its budget to help keep its bridges and other infrastructure in good shape.
We'll put funds into rehabilitation projects, road projects, anything to making sure that we're maintaining our infrastructure at the level necessary to sustain public safety.
Mayor O'Connor said the city does regular inspections of bridges and other infrastructure, but the unexpected can happen.
The biggest challenge we would face, as any community does, would be something that happens unexpected and catastrophic.
He said the nation's bridges, roads, and other infrastructure needs to be evaluated, and it's critical to improve funding at all levels. Lifelines to our communities don't collapse right in front of our eyes. To read more on this and other local stories, go to our website at WFMD.com. A Hagerstown man is charged with setting fire inside of the former Schnucks Poultry Building on Sunday evening. 60-year-old Kevin Lee Spitelman is charged with second-degree arson, first-degree malicious burning, fourth-degree burglary, and other offenses. Hagerstown police responded on Sunday to a building fire at 26 West Baltimore Street. Personnel found coming from a two-story wood frame building. 90 firefighters spent hours putting out the flames. Two firefighters were injured. An investigation by Hagerstown fire marshals in the Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office led to Spitelman as the suspect. He was arrested early Tuesday morning. He's being held without bond at the Washington County Detention Center. I'm Diana Gibson on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center 9 WFMD.